I can literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We all make
getting too fat for your tactical gear would be tough.
Yeah,
because then it's literally life or death. You have you have viscera exposed.
Yeah, that looks like when they brought back Boba Fett, but he was fat now, and they did it to adjust the costume. And it was like up here. Some Australian dude just been drinking for 10 years. And they're like, you want to do the role again? He's like, yeah. Fuck
yeah. I've been waiting on this call. Fuck.
His helmet's like a yarmulke on his head. What do you think about, Frank Sinatra? Like him? Love him?
Love him.
Think he's overrated?
Love
really?
Him. First concert I ever saw was Frank Sinatra.
Really? I have a non-popular take on Frank Sinatra. Glorified karaoke singer. That's what I think.
Wops love him. You gotta watch out.
What is that based in?
Just the way I hear it. I could literally do all of his songs better.
No, this is what I've heard this opinion before, and I wanna congratulate you for being on the intelligence level of Big J Okerson, who's the other person that expressed this to me. That crooning was easy, and anybody could do it.
You ever been to an Italian wedding? Every Italian dad croons at their daughter's wedding.
They croon to say goodbye. They say they know their baby girl's going to get fucking,
I will tell you this.
She's going to get plugged tonight, so I got to sing.
It's like that take on.
I would croon if a guy picked up. I came to my house to pick up one of my sisters to go on a date. I would croon. I was younger. I was 6 years younger, but I would still croon.
That's funny.
I go, tonight is the night.
That's funny.
You're going to finger my sister.
Did she get mad?
Oh, they'd get mad, especially the black ones.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would croon.
That's so funny.
We saw a black guy come to pick up our sister. Or, you know.
That's so funny.
They're calling the cops on that Denali. There's a Denali in this town.
That's so
got
funny.
The neighbors talking.
Drones.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? You ever see a drone in like...
get in here.
You ever see a drone like just out and about and you're like, is that looking at me? Oh, yeah. You see that now?
Wait, they probably never stop. Get in.
I've seen a drone out and about. I think it's Ari Shaffir.
I love it. Great
you
start.
Fucking drunk, dude. Nice sandwiches, you drunk piece of shit.
No. You could have got a sandwich while you're up there?
No, you guys are... This is great. I've been sitting over there watching this. It's been fun.
Seriously, it's been fun. I've been
enjoying it. But for real, why wouldn't you help? We want some sandwiches.
You think you need...
I knew that was coming.
You think you need another sandwich, dude?
You want to talk body types? I'll destroy you in front of your lady right now. You want me to eviscerate you?
Gross off.
No, it stopped at, why don't you just come in during the normal hours? I don't understand why it's so hard for you to play by the rules.
I didn't know when the hours were.
No one comes to the comedy club at 4 p.m.
No, it's not, you're not coming for comedy. You're coming to the comedy club for a sandwich. It's a different thing.
It's a sandwich thing. What is happening?
Yeah.
Are you a big sandwich guy?
He stopped doing stand-up, but now he does sandwiches.
No, I've seen your cooking thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you stopped.
Huh?
He told me you stopped.
He did stop.
What the fuck?
This guy bumped me last week.
Did he?
Swear to God.
He's right back to comedy.
Did you really? You bumped Francis? You came back just to bump Francis?
Yeah, he was working the line at Subway. So get out of my way, buddy. I'm here making salami sandwiches now.
Are you going to Jared? Are you going to Jared for your thing?
That guy.
Do you hire multinational?
I drop it at Quiznos now.
Dude, you're hammered.
Huh?
What happened?
It's Cinco de Mayo, dude.
It is Cinco de Mayo.
I'm gonna swallow this dip.
Yeah, no, we might have had a few today, but whatever.
But that take on crooning, let me bring it back down.
Take it back down.
I like to take podcasts. I like to go on podcasts that are jovial and laughter filled,
sure.
And talk serious.
For
them.
Sure.
I derailed. Hey, babe. Last time I was on, talked about depression for 45 minutes.
What you got to do?
Anyway, but no, that take on crooning is this. I understand why people say it, but it's like saying B.B. King is talentless. I could play a blues riff, and it's like, well, you could, but you couldn't play it.
Most people can't play.
Like you
talking about the pentatonic minor.
Like
most people can't play the B.B. King. Yeah.
Like I think
that's
if you,
more talent than
I think if
Frank
you watched
Sinatra.
Blues music and you watched traditional blues music
for sure,
outside of the guitar solos, you would go. An amateur person would go, I could do that
40 times better than Frank
Punk
Sinatra.
Rock. They would say it about, you know,
nah, you
it's three chords. It's this that Sinatra. dude, the emotion, the
there's no emotion.
You're really
right.
You
disagree.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Towards the end, no. Dude, I'll say this too. I thought Elvis sucked forever, and then I saw that last his fat fucking fat singing.
It's amazing.
Have you fat seen Elvis? Fat singing?
I've never
seen
it. It's amazing.
Dude, we might need to pause this. So you can watch see him fat
Elvis.
Singing.
I want to see fat Elvis.
Dude,
it's
that thing
unbelievably good. What's the song he sings? That's his,
that Unchained Melody thing.
Unchained Melody.
At the end of the movie, I was crying my fucking eyes out.
Oh, you watched the whole movie?
I watched it with my parents. I had to hide that I was crying the whole time.
That movie sucked dick,
dude. Awesome. That movie was awesome.
So what do you think? What do you think is better, Frank Sinatra or Enya?
I can't speak to Enya. I don't know anything.
Enya's
about
an Irish
her.
That's real Irish
no,
musician.
No, I know who she is. I just
real
don't
musician.
Know.
She's literally worth more than Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay.
She lives in a castle next to Bono.
Okay.
That's feeling in that movie. I've never felt. I listen to Frank Sinatra. I don't feel anything, man. I listen to you. What the hell is this old fucking dumbass rattling on about?
He's an old dumb wop, dude. And also,
Enya is ethereal, dude.
Enya is so good.
Dude.
Enya, I cried at the end of Enya.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No, you didn't.
Shut up.
Dude, she's one of the richest UK recording artists.
That must mean she's good.
I mean, dude, she doesn't tour at all.
Yeah.
She doesn't tour at all.
Why do you know so much about Enya, you fucking queef?
She's so good, dude.
Point DeRosa. Unfortunately, Point DeRosa.
I just researched this yesterday on YouTube.
But I think it's the point I'm ultimately getting at is I have a feeling with his absence, I feel like they're gonna reel back in this one. I just don't think it's like Eminem saying, like, look, man, times changed. Nobody wants this anymore. I'm just not doing it anymore. I feel like they're gonna pull back.
Ready or not, it's kind of proven everyone wants it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It should be like in Mortal Kombat, you would have put in, then you have to put in a setting for like, should have settings. If you want to play kind of like, you know, reeled back GTA, you can just hit a setting. If you want to go nuts, it should just be, you get to be Hunter Biden.
Yeah, there was the blood the blood code.
Hunter Biden's rocking right now.
He's rocking right now.
That fired me up, dude.
He might be, dude, he might
He's
put his
literally
hat in
the O'Con man. Did you hear the way he was speaking?
Yeah.
I've had that conversation with O'Connor 10 million times.
I saw the clip.
He's like, that motherfucker wants to fucking talk shit. And I'm like, damn, this is the O'Connor man. I just fought him at Lala's for fucking 10 hours with this exact
O'Connor,
conversation.
Dude,
you're
a psycho.
Fucking idiot. Yeah.
O'Connor is a fucking psycho.
He's the best.
I've seen him get angrier and I'm an angry dude. O'Connor gets hot, man.
O'Connor, yeah. And I know exactly how to do it. And it's so funny.
Dude, you're Batman, dude. Remember Batman in the Justice League comics? He had a way to kill every member of the Justice League just in case it went sideways. That's Shane with every one of his friends. I know exactly how to piss you off, dude. And I'm going to do it right now.
Only the O'Connor. The O'Connor's just the... I don't ever do that really to you guys.
You do get the O'Connor. You get the O'Connor fired up. It's really funny. He knows too, though. He'll feel it. You'll start hitting the buttons and he'll go, I'm not doing this with you. And then eventually.
You can't. He always, he's like,
it's
Shane,
so
we're not,
fucking
I'm not
funny.
Doing that right now. And they go, yeah, you are.
This is a classic O'Connor room. Ready? When he starts getting hot, he goes like this. Dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
You've reached his wall. You've climbed his wall at that point. And you're fully inside the Citadel.
Yeah, yeah.
Here dude, we were arguing.
He took the Trojan horse. He fell asleep. You're cutting everybody's heads off. It's over.
There was I was reading. There was a piece that came out about a lot of the women who went to OnlyFans who were then getting like outed and then losing their jobs at like
OnlyFans.
Yeah, at losing their jobs at like
the non-whore jobs. You're saying.
Yeah, and then they were like, "I don't know what to do now. Jobs. I'm only making $16,000 a month on OnlyFans," and you're like, "Well, clearly that was better than your work."
Yeah, you should have committed to it fully anyway.
Yeah, dive in.
They don't have benefits though.
No.
Yeah, but, they're just punishing themselves constantly.
Pretty much everyone on OnlyFans, every porn star, every stripper is also a fucking prostitute.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Pretty much everyone.
That's not true.
What are you doing later? Every stripper is like, what are you doing? Like, we can talk.
That's not true.
Yeah, true. You just don't have, it's like,
I think in like some, you can make sweeping generalizations like that about, but not about
most,
that.
It's most.
No, like
Joe
for
loves
instance,
sex
I think,
workers.
I think it's true if you say, like, all Jews are evil.
Right.
But that's different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I don't think you can say that about strippers and hookers.
You actually did do it. You got me on that one. I didn't know where you were headed for the first time.
He loves it. You go to Buffalo. You go to anywhere in the north. Yeah. If you go during the summer, they're like, yeah, it's, people go outside.
Yeah.
We've been locked inside all winter, so
yep.
You're not going to sell a ticket.
Yeah,
I did Indianapolis during the Final Four,
which
in Indy, Helium, okay. The whole crowd, the late shows, because everybody's just day drinking the whole time.
Oh,
it's just everybody's in like different college uniforms, shit face. They have no idea what the show is. They just came in. They're like, let's see some comedy tonight.
That
just
sucks.
Ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
I got an office party in Phoenix. There was just like
kind of
nine
fun.
People
they're
came
kind
up
of
afterwards and were like. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks, guys.
I got hit with an office party in Irvine. And two women. It was a holiday party. It was during Christmas.
Yeah.
A lady just sat like this. Because you know how the tables are going that way?
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't face me. They faced each other and just
the whole
fucking show. There was an old woman going.
Dude, can I tell you that I tried to do like the ultimate road dog move and invite a dude on stage with me and it backfired?
Of course it backfired. Why'd you do that?
He just yelled at me the whole time.
So funny.
Oh, what
happened?
He
was huge.
What happened when he got
up
there?
He just was talking the whole time. Like, dude, please stop. And he started like chattering. I'm like, yeah, why don't you get up here, dude?
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, asshole.
Yeah, and he came up and was like, I was making fun of him, but it was insane. There's a drunk guy screaming on stage. I'd be like, okay, dude, get down. You got to get down. Yeah. The whole crowd was like, what is this? It looks so cool on YouTube, dude.
Yeah, it's so cool when they do it.
So funny. I was at Laugh Bar.
I was just scared. He was going to beat me up. I was like, oh, dude, you should get down now.
It would have been awesome if he would have fucking whooped your ass up there.
It would have been righteous.
That would have been a good
clip. I was like, dude, he's making fun of how I was dressed. I was like, dude, you're dressed like a Russian Uber driver, dude. Get out of here. He was like, you're fucking gay, dude.
The counter.
Yeah, I was like,
the perfect counter punch.
So what if I am, dude? Get this guy out of here.
She just sucked his dick while I beat you up.
I would have won.
Yeah.
Him just punching you while you sucked his dick in your mouth.
That would have been awesome, dude. Dude, that would have ruled.
Yeah.
From a ticket moving perspective, dude, that would have.
He said he was gay.
True.
Be like, he's just raining boast.
We're not talking about stuff like that.
No, I did a Laugh Boston once, and I walked. There were 40 veterinarians there, and I walked.
Why?
I walked all of them. I was at the time I was doing a lot of jokes about death, like dying and stuff. And this lady goes, it was a Christmas. It was their Christmas party, I guess. And she goes, change the subject. And I was like, well, what? And I got fucking pissed, and I started talking to her, and I was like, what do you do? And she was like, I work at the vet, and I go, but what do you do? She goes, I massage the dogs before the operations.
Oh.
And I go, do you get extra for the hand job? And they all got up and left and then sent letters to the club and said, your comedian insinuated that my assistant sexually manipulates animals.
That is part of their job. Dude, they pop anal glands and stuff.